ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते चक्षुर्वन्मिलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदा माह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं भङ्गं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनदारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सता। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, as a Canto 5, Canto 5, Chapter 3. The title of the chapter is Rishabhadev's Appearance, text number 19. Planning to read text number 19 and 20 because it's a very few line purport, so I'll read the next sloka also, if it is okay. श्रीसुक उवाच
श्रीसुक उवाच
श्रीसुक उवाच
श्रीसुक उवाच
इति
इति
निशामयन्त्या
निशामयन्त्या
मेरुदेव्या
मेरुदेव्या
पतिं
पतिं
अविद्या अविद्या अविद्याय अविद्याय
अविद्याय
अविद्याय अन्तर्धते अविद्याय अन्तर्धते
भगवान्
श्रीसुक उवाच
श्रीसुक उवाच
इति निशम्यान्त्यमेरुदेव्या पतिम् अपि ध्याय अन्तर्धते भगवान्
पतिम् अपि ध्याय अन्तर्धते भगवान्
श्रीसुक उवाच
श्रीसुक उवाच
निशम्यान्त्य मेरुदेव्या अभिध्याय अन्तर्धते भगवान्
अभिध्याय अन्तर्धते भगवान् श्रीसुक उवाच
श्रीसुक उवाच
इति निशामयन्ति मेरुदेव्या
दिशि निशम्यात मेरुदेव्या
पतिम् अभिध्याय अन्तर्धते भगवान्
पति
पतिम् अभिध्याय अन्तर्धते भगवान्। श्रीसुक उवाच इति निशाम्यान्त्य मेरुदेव्या पतिम् अभिध्याय अन्तर्धते भगवान्। श्रीसुक उवाच इति निशाम्यान्त्य मेरुदेव्या पतिमभिध्याय अन्तर्धते भगवान्। श्रीसुक उवाच
Shri Sukadeva Goswami said,
iti thus nishamhyantya,
who was listening,
Merudevya,
in the presence of Merudevi,
patim,
unto her husband,
abhidhaya,
having spoken,
antardhade,
disappeared.
Bhagavan,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jaya.
Sukadeva Goswami continued, after saying this, the Lord disappeared. The wife of King Nabi, Queen Merudevi, was sitting by the side of her husband, and consequently, she could hear everything the Supreme Lord had spoken. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. According to the Vedic injunctions, one should perform sacrifices in the company of one's own wife. Sapatnika dharmam acharet. Religious rituals should be performed with one's wife. Therefore, Maharaja Nabi conducted his great sacrifice with his wife by his side. Text number 20. बर्हिषित तस्मिन् एव विष्णुदत्त भगवान् परमार्षि प्रसादितो नावे प्रिय चिकीर्षया तत् अवरो ध्याने मेरुदेव्यां धर्मं दर्शयितौ कामवात रसनां श्रमानां ऋषीनां ऊर्ध्व मंतिनाम शुक्लाय तनुवावतार। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ओ विष्णु दत्ता परीक्षित महाराज, द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड वॉज प्लीज्ड बाय द ग्रेट सेजेस एट दैट सैक्रिफाइस। कॉन्सिक्वेंटली द लॉर्ड डिसाइडेड टू पर्सनली एग्जिबिट the method of executing religious principles as observed by the brahmacharis, sannyasis, vanaprasthas and grahasthas engaged in rituals, and also satisfied Maharaj Nabi's desire. Consequently, he appeared as the son of Merudevi in his original spiritual form, which is above the modes of material nature. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When the Supreme Lord appears or descends as an incarnation within this material world, he does not accept a body made of three modes of material nature, sattva guna, rajo guna and tamo guna. Mayavadi philosophers say that the impersonal God appears in this material world by accepting a body in the sattva guna. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti states that the word shukla means consisting of Suddha Sattva. Lord Vishnu descends in his Suddha Sattva form. Suddha Sattva refers to the Sattva Guna, which is never contaminated. In this material world, even the mode of goodness, Sattva Guna, is contaminated by tinges of Rajo Guna and Tamo Guna. When Sattva Guna is never contaminated by Rajo Guna and Tamo Guna, it is called Suddha Sattva. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabditam Srimad Bhagavatam 4.3.23. That is the platform of Vasudeva, whereby the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, can be experienced. In Bhagavad Gita 4.7, ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணா ஹிம்செல்ஃப் சேஸ் யதா யதா ஹி தர்மஸ்ய க்லானிர் பவதி பாரத அப்யுத்தானாம் அதர்மஸ்ய ததாத்மானம் ஸ்ருஜாமி அஹம். Quote, whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of religion, at that time I descend myself. End of quote. Unlike ordinary living entities, the Supreme Lord is not forced by the modes of material nature to appear. He appears dharmam dharshayitu. Kama, to show how to execute the functions of a human being. The word dharma is meant for human being and is never used in connection with beings inferior to human beings, such as animals. Unfortunately, without being guided by the Supreme Lord, human beings sometimes manufacture a process of dharma by concoction. Actually, dharma cannot be made by man. தர்மாம் சாட்சாத் பகவத் பிரணீதம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் 6.3.19. தர்மா இஸ் கிவன் பை த சுப்ரீம் பர்சனாலிட்டி ஆஃப் காட் ஹெட் ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் த லா இஸ் கிவன் பை த ஸ்டேட் கவர்மெண்ட். மேன் மேட் தர்மா ஹேஸ் நோ மீனிங். ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் ரெஃபர்ஸ் டு மேன் மேட் தர்மா ஆஸ் கைத்தவ தர்மா, சீட்டிங் ரிலிஜியன். The Supreme Lord sends an avatara incarnation to teach human society the proper way to execute religious principles. Such religious principles are bhakti marga. As the Supreme Lord himself says in Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. The son of Maharaj Nabi, Rishabhadev, appeared on this earth to preach the principles of religion. That will be explained in the 5th chapter of this 5th canto. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 3rd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Rishabhadev's Appearance in the Womb of Meru Devi, the wife of King Nabi. So we are continuing reading about the sacrifice conducted by Maharaj Nabi, and Meru Devi is present near him, and Lord appeared, and the Lord was very pleased with the Maharaj Nabi, and also the priests, the Brahmanas were very, Lord is very, very mercifully inclined towards the Brahmanas. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagasthitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namah. So that is Lord's kindness, and it's like the, and also the prayers of the Brahmanas were very wonderful. The Brahmanas, and they prayed very wonderfully, saying that we don't know, we don't have any qualification, you have appeared here out of your causeless mercy. These are all the wonderful prayers, actually, because the Lord is not obligated to anyone, but because of his unlimited kindness, out of his compassion, he appears and he is fulfilling the desire. So in this sloka, in this verse 19, we find Sukadeva Goswami continued, after saying this, the Lord disappeared. The wife of King Nabi, Queen Meru Devi, was sitting by the side of her husband, and consequently, she could hear everything the Supreme Lord has spoken. And Srila Prabhupada says very nicely here, according to Vedic injunctions, one should perform sacrifices in the company of one's own wife. Sapatnika dharmam acharat. Religious rituals should be performed with one's wife. Therefore, Maharaj Nabi conducted his great sacrifice with his wife by his side. So this is it's a wonderful system of Varnashrama Dharma. Because as soon as the living entity is born, the opportunity is given. The living entity can remain like a Naishtika Brahmachari. The option is given. It's not like everybody has to become a Grahastha. No need. Because even in the case of Lord Brahma's creation, we find Lord Brahma created Sanat Kumaras. And Sanat Kumaras, Lord Brahma said, now you go and create progeny. Sanat Kumaras said, no thanks. We don't want to get entangled in this business. we want to remain Naishtika Brahmachari. So option is given. It's not like everybody has to become like that. But general principle, yes, general principle is yes, you become, you go to the Gurukul, you attend the, you learn all the principles, and after that you, if you think, still think, no, okay, I don't want to remain Naishtika Brahmachari, I just want to enter into the Grahastha. So you can enter into the Grahastha life. There is no harm, and there is no, it's not like a, some kind of fall down or anything. It's not a fall down. It's like a, another process. So it's a gradual process. So that is why it is given in the Shastra. Yeah, if somebody can remain Naishtika Brahmachari, fine. If they cannot remain Naishtika Brahmachari, then they went into the Grahastha Ashram. Grahastha Ashram also is an ashram. Srila Prabhupada many times explains in the purports, is a, there is a difference between a Grahamedi and Grahastha. Grahastha is a person who knows the value of life, who knows how to conduct his life so that he can reach the ultimate goal. That is the purpose of Grahastha. Grahastha Ashram. Ashram means spiritual cultivation. There is a, if there is no spiritual cultivation, there is nothing, it's like a Graha Medium. So in terms of Grahastha Ashram, so Srila Prabhupada says here, according to the Vedic injunction, one should perform sacrifices in the company of one's own wife. Sapatnika Dharma Achare. The wife in the Vedic system is called Ardhangini. Ardhangini means she is like a half. That's why even in English also they say better half. Better half. It's not the worst half or anything, better half. They call better half. So Ardhangini, because she has the, she is inducing. In the Vedic system, the wife is given so that the person also follows the dharma. Dharmic principles can be followed. She is inducing the husband, yes, we have to follow the dharmic principle. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Because this is the purushartha, these four purusharthas are there. This dharma, artha, kama, moksha, the wife is cooperating with the husband in performing all these activities so that ultimately, it's not like in a devotee's life, we just don't compromise with moksha. We have to get the pure bhakti, Krishna bhakti. But that is the panchama purushartha. This is like a Krishna bhakti, is that is the ultimate purushartha. So the wife also helps the husband to achieve that panchama purushartha also. Also it is said, whatever the husband is performing the activities, the pious activities or the spiritual activities, the wife also gets half of the credit. Because she is a kind of inducing the husband. She is a kind of a catalyst. She is the one who is facilitating or making arrangements for making all these things. So she is also getting the facility. So this is a very wonderful situation. Because by just cooperating with the husband in performing devotional activities, in performing pious activities, she also gets a credit. It's not that the wife has to separately go and perform all these endeavors. By just cooperating with the husband, and she also gets a credit. That's why in the Shastra we have lot of examples. In especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, we have great examples of like Gandhari, Queen Gandhari, and Mother Sita, and also Draupadi, Mother Draupadi, Ahalya, all these great personalities' names are mentioned, and they are the wonderful women who can conduct all these things, and they can help their husband, and then they can also dharma achare. So this is like a, here Srila Prabhupada mentioned, sapatnika dharmam achare. Religious rituals should be performed with one's own wife. Therefore Maharaj Nabi conducted his great sacrifice with his wife by his side. And also in the Vedic system, the marriages also, there is a procedure. Like all the mantras, if you analyze the mantra, they make this commitment. Like we are just, whether we are in a happy mood or distressful mood, we continue together. Like if you analyze all the Vedic mantras during the marriage ceremony, all these things are there to create that bondage. Not just like a bondage to beget children and then run the family. That is not the only purpose. The ultimate purpose is how we can go back home, back to God. The husband and wife, by their cooperation, they can go back home, back to God. We all find in the different this thing. Even Maharaj Prithu, when he was actually Maharaj Prithu was not an ordinary person, he is a Sakti Avesh avatar, but Maharaj Prithu and Archie, so they all together and then went back home also. So all these things are there to give us an idea what is the wonderful thing, like a husband and wife, just in the material world husband and wife is there, but in the material world, material activities you perform, you get some cooperation and other thing. But if you perform all the spiritual activities, then the benefit is they can all, both can go back home, back to God. So that is, that facility is given. Because there are some people who cannot remain Naishthika Brahmachari, so they can also enter into the Grihastha Ashrama, and then they perform this, and then gradually they elevate themselves and come to the point of going back home, back to heart. That facility is given. So here, Lord is offering that facility to Maharaj Nabi and Queen Meru Devi, so he is going to appear. So in the next sloka, Srila Prabhupada translates, O Vishnu Datta Parikshit Maharaj, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was pleased by the great sages at that sacrifice. Consequently, the Lord decided to personally exhibit the method of executing religious principles as observed by the brahmacharis, sannyasis, vanaprasthas and grahasthas engaged in rituals, and also satisfy Maharaj Nabi's desire. Consequently, he appeared as the son of Meru Devi in his original spiritual form, which is above the modes of material nature. So this is Lord's appearance is different from normal, the mundane living entity's appearance. Mundane living entities, we appear in this material world because of our karma. Karmana daiva netrena jantur deha upapadai. We take birth because of our karma. But the Supreme Lord, he takes his birth not because of his karma, out of his own sweet will. In Bhagavad Gita, the 4th chapter, Krishna explains that. When Arjuna is asking this question, this is the beginning of 4th chapter. Here he says, Sayevayam mayatebhya yoga prokta puratanaha bhaktosi me sahacheti rahasyam hetu uttamam. That very ancient science of that relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you, because you are my devotee as well as my friend, and can therefore understand the transcendental mystery of this science. Because this is like a Lord's appearance is a mystery. For a common man, it's a mystery. They think, how come Krishna appears like this? Normal, one time he says, I spoke to this sun god. And now he says he is just like explaining this to Arjuna. How do we understand that? So then Lord says, Arjuna is asking a question. This is a very, very, very valid question. Because this is like anybody who says, I explained to the sun god. Then the immediate question, sun god is very, very senior by birth to you. Then Arjuna, this is a very wonderful way he's teaching us, how do we accept Lord's words? He's not saying, Lord, you are bluffing. Like you are, how come you can say like that? So he is asking, Arjuna said, the sun god Vivaswan is senior by birth to you. How am I to understand that in the beginning you instructed this science to him? So this is Arjuna puts in a very wonderful way. He is not saying, Lord, you are wrong. He said, my understanding, there is a fault. How I have to understand this? Because this is what, sometimes when we read something in the Vedic scripture, we immediately say, oh, it is not possible. I can't imagine that. It doesn't fit into my brain. So immediately I reject it. No, that is not the way. How do I understand this? Arjuna is teaching us, yes. How do I understand? Because senior sun god is senior by birth to you. Then how do I understand that you explain this to him? So this is a way of asking questions also. So Lord is very mercifully explained. So Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Bahuni me vetitani janmani tavasa Arjuna taniyaham saveta sarvani natvam veta parantapa. The personality of Godhead said, many, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot, O subduer of the enemy. So Lord is explaining. Lord is saying, Arjuna, he is a parantapa, chastiser of the enemy. We both have taken many, many births, But I can remember all of them, but you cannot, O subduer of the enemy. And then he goes on to continue for this today's verse. Ajopishan avyayatma bhutanam isharopishan prakritim swamadishtaya sambhavami atma mayaya. Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, by my internal energy I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. So Lord is appearing. Atma mayaya. It's not controlled by Lord's appearance. It's not controlled by outside material nature. It is controlled by Atma maya, internal potency. So that is the reason. And Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, he does not accept a body made of three modes of material nature. Sattva guna, rajo guna and tamo guna. So this is the difference. When the Mayavada philosophers, they think then the Lord appears, that means he is also controlled by Maya. Because he's like a, because that is why they call Mayavadis. Huh? Mayavadis is like a, they think, oh, Lord appears, so Lord also appears as a person, so then he should also be affected. But that is not the case. Srila Prabhupada says here, God appears in this material world by accepting a body in the, they think it's in the Sattva Guna. But Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the Sukla means consisting of the Suddha Sattva. Suddha Sattva, Lord Vishnu descends in his Suddha Sattva form. Suddha Sattva refers to the Sattva Guna, which is never contaminated. In the material world, even Sattva Guna is also a little bit danger actually. If somebody is in a more, okay, compared to the Tamo Guna and Rajo Guna, Sattva Guna is better than that. But it is not absolute actually. Because even Srila Prabhupada says in many purports, if somebody is in Sattva Guna, they are very proud. Like they are thinking like, I am in the mode of goodness, and then they are very complacent, thinking that now we achieved whatever we have to achieve in life. No, that is not the achievement. Next achievement is it has to become Sattva Guna, has to become Suddha Sattva. So it's Srila Prabhupada quotes this sloka from the Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, Sattvam visuddham vasudeva sabditam. That's it. Sattvam visuddham vasudeva sabditam. So this is Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva talking to Mother Parvati, Mother Sati. And he's saying, I am always engaged in offering obeisances to Lord Vasudeva in pure Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is always pure consciousness in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead known as Vasudeva is revealed without any covering. So that's a definition. Srila Prabhupada says in the definition of the purport of that sloka, the living entity is constitutionally pure. Asango hi ayam purusha. In the Vedic literature it is said the soul is always pure and uncontaminated by material attachment. The identification of the body with the soul is due to misunderstanding. As soon as one is fully Krishna conscious, it is to be understood that one is in his pure, original, constitutional position. This state of existence is called Suddha Sattva, which means that it is transcendental to the material qualities. So the Lord's appearance is not like even he appears in the Suddha Sattva. It's not like the normal Sattva Guna form. And Srila Prabhupada says, in the material world, even the mode of goodness, Sattva Guna is contaminated by tinges of Rajo Guna and Tamo Guna. When Sattva Guna is never contaminated by Rajo Guna and Tamo Guna, it is called Suddha Sattva. Sattvam Visuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. That is the platform of Vasudeva, whereby the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, can be experienced. So, to come to that level, to understand the Lord, we have to be situated in the Vasudeva Sattva. Then only we can understand. Because otherwise, that's why in Bhagavad Gita, we find Krishna says this, all the three modes of material nature, and then says, Arjuna, you raise above them. Nirgunya Vishaya Veda, Nishtraigunya Bhava Arjuna. You have to raise above these three modes of material nature, come to the Vasudeva Sattva, then only we will be able to understand the Supreme Lord. And the Lord says here, when he appears, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. So one of the principles of Lord's appearance, in the beginning also it is mentioned in the translation, the Supreme Personality of God was pleased by the great sages. Consequently, the Lord decided to personally exhibit the method of executing religious principles. Yes, sometimes Lord comes personally. Sometimes Lord Sisand is representative. And somebody is like, this is the Lord's will actually. So here, Lord has decided, now I am appearing and I just want to teach how to execute the principles. We also find an example like that in Lord Krishna, in the towards end of Bhagavad Gita, he gave this instruction, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. So he gave the instruction, but people were not really following how to surrender to Krishna. So Krishna, Lord Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he appeared in the mood of a devotee and he wanted to show people how to surrender, how to love Krishna, how to be mad like a, this is like he developed so much madness for seeing Krishna. He exhibited. So this is like a, so that is why here in, the, in this verse also it is mentioned, he appeared to teach the world how to perform the religious principles. So he appeared as a Rishabhadev, and then he also, even though he Supreme Lord, he appeared as a Rishabhadev, and then he also got married, and then he performed all the sacrifices, and then at appropriate time he gave up everything to his 100 sons headed by Bharat Maharaj, and then he went to the forest, and then he quit his body. So this is just like to teach an example. That is another way Krishna says in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita also, yet that acharati sreshta. Acharati sreshta, because the sreshta, he by his activities, he teaching by example. He performs his activities so that a common man can follow. The world, we people need some examples actually. It's not like we know the principles, we'll do everything on our own. No, we need some principles, we need some role models. Even for material things also, people follow some role model. I follow this person as my role model. So, that is why Lord also personally appears and he performed his pastimes. Supreme Lord Krishna, he appeared and he didn't have, he is not having any anything to follow actually. He is Supreme Lord, what he will meditate on actually. So still he did meditation, he followed everything, so that this is an example set, so that common man can follow that example. So that's the way the Lord also wants here. Unlike ordinary living entities, the Supreme Lord is not forced by the modes of material nature to appear. He appears dharmam darshayitu kama, to show how to execute the functions of a human being. So that is one of the basic functions. When the Lord appears, he appears and then he's like, even though he is a Supreme Lord, he does not have to follow the rules and regulation, he still follows. Like Ramachandra Murthy. Lord Ramachandra Murthy, he appeared. We had a Ramachandra Vijayotsav. So here Lord appeared, and then even though the Lord appeared, and then he is like a Maryada Purushottam, he had followed all the rules and regulations very strictly. Like in all, see, the Srila Prabhupada says in the purport also, Ramachandra Murthy, he could have done anything. He could have created millions of Sitas. There is no problem for him. But still, this one Sita was kidnapped by Ravan, so he wanted to teach a lesson. So this is like as a Maryada Purushottam, he did all these things. There is like so many activities in his life. That is why even nowadays people say Ramarajya. Ramarajya, we want Ramarajya. Why? Because Lord Ram as an ideal king, and he performed all the activities as an example for all the living entities. So Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, the word dharma is meant for human beings and is never used in connection with beings inferior to human beings. So dharma can be only followed, acharati, dharmam acharati. So can be followed only by the human beings actually.
Because it's not possible. Even human beings only it is difficult. Nowadays, nobody is trying to follow the dharma. So that is why the Hitopadesh, that sloka says, like, Ahara Nidhra Bhaya Maitunamsha Samanya Metat Pashubi Dharana Dharmo Hitesho Atigo Visesha Dharmena Hinaha Pashubihi Samanaha. Dharma Hina means that without dharma, that means he is equal to animal only. Dharmena Hinaha Pashubihi Samanaha. Pashubihi Samanaha means he is equal to animals only. So, the Lord appears like that, and it's like he is for teaching the dharma. Dharma, the here Prabhupada uses dharma dharshayitu kama, to show how to execute the functions of a human being. And it's mentioned also, unfortunately, without being guided by the Supreme Lord, human beings sometimes manufacture a process of dharma by concoction. This is very, very big fashionable thing actually. They create their own dharma. Because it's like you can't say, I'm in this country, I will make my own law. Nobody is going to listen to the law. Because the law has to be made by the state. The same way, dharma is also, this dharma has to be made by the Lord. Dharmamtu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam says, dharma is enunciated by the Supreme Lord. It's not like enunciated by four people sit together and then this is the dharma. No, that is not a dharma. And even Lord also, whenever he says, you know, like in the Bhagavad Gita also, we find in Srimad Bhagavatam also, he always quotes the Vedas actually. Lord also, it's not like on his own, he does not say that. All according to the sages, according to the rishis, according to the Vedic scriptures, it is like that only. This is all Lord's words only, but still Lord also quotes them. So same way, the dharma is like a dharmamtu sakshat. Srila Prabhupada says, dharmamtu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. So this is like that verse Prabhupada quotes. The real religious principles are enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although fully situated in the mode of goodness, even great rishis who occupy the topmost planets cannot ascertain the real religious principles. Nor can the demigods or the leaders of the Siddha Loka, who say nothing of the asuras, ordinary human beings, vidyadharas and charanas. Even the great personalities like in the higher planetary systems, they cannot ascertain what is dharma. In the conversation between Yamadutas and Vishnu Dutas. The Yamadutas and Vishnu Dutas. Yamadutas came to arrest Ajamil. The Yamadutas came, and then the Vishnu, at that time we all know the pastime where Ajamil at the last time, he was just calling Narayan. He was calling the sun Narayan. So, but he was calling out Narayan in such a helpless condition. So Vishnu Dutas also came, and there is a conversation happening between Yamadutas and Vishnu Dutas. Yamadutas are asking, you are all looking so wonderful, and why you are preventing us from doing our duty? And then in that part of the conversation, they say, what is dharma? Then he is asking, Vishnu Dutas are asking, what is dharma? And then all the conversation goes. And then finally, Yamaraj says to this, no, this is actually, they follow one dharma. But according to the Vishnu Dutas, because this Ajamil has chanted the holy name of Lord Narayana without any offenses in a helpless condition. So he is completely purified. He is purified of all the sinful activities. So that is why Vishnu Dutas are preventing Yamaduta to touch Ajamila. So this is the wonderful way. And Srila Prabhupada says, this even, although fully situated in the mode of goodness, even the great rishis who occupy the topmost planets cannot ascertain the real religious principles. So one may think, somebody is a demigod, somebody is a great sage, great rishi, so they can ascertain. No, but says they can't also ascertain what is dharma. And then Srila Prabhupada quotes a nice passage from Mahabharata. This is Yudhishthira Maharaj speaking in the Mahabharata. He says, Tarka pratishto sutayo vibhinnam naso rishi yasya matam nabhinnam dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam mahajana enakadasapanta. Dry arguments are inconclusive. A great personality whose opinion does not differ from others is not considered a great sage. Simply by studying the Vedas, which are variegated, one cannot come to the right path by which religious principles are understood. The solid truth of religious principle is hidden in the heart of an unadulterated, self-realized person. Consequently, as the Shastras confirm, one should accept whatever progressive path the Mahajanas advocate. Dharmasya, this is like a Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam. Guhayam means it is there, hidden in the Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam. Mahajana Yena Katasya Panta. You see, by following the path chalked out by the Mahajans, then we are protected. Then there is no danger. Like then we will be assured. Who are the Mahajans? Already Prahlad Maharaj says, Yamaraj says this. This is like the Dwadasa Mahajans are there. This is like a Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, all these great personalities. Because they are the Mahajans. By following their authority, by following their footsteps, we will be protected. And then that is the way of progress. Somebody wants to make progress in the life, spiritual life, then instead of making our own arrangements, instead of making our own concoctions, as Srila Prabhupada says, sometimes people make concoctions. Oh, this is dharma, this is dharma, this is dharma. No, that is not dharma. That is why he says, tarka pratishto, tarka. You can do argument, you can do big debate on this. That way you cannot understand dharma. And Nasav, one rishi has to kind of disagree with the other rishi. Otherwise, you are not a rishi actually. Because you have to disagree. Because you have to become a great person, means you have to refute that argument. So that is why the best course of action is Mahajana Yena Katasya Panta. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says here also in the purport, Dharmant Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. Dharma is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just the law is given by the state government. Man-made dharma has no meaning. Srimad Bhagavatam refers to man-made dharma as Kaitava dharma, cheating religion. So that is why, because the human beings or the people, they are the living entity, they have the defects. The four defects are there. With the four defects, if they enact a dharma, they enact a rule, then that is going to be, so much mistakes will be there. It's like full of faults. That is why we don't meddle with that. We follow the principles, then we will be protected. And it says, the Supreme Lord sends an avatara, incarnation, to teach human society the proper way to execute religious principles. So this is one of the functions of avatara. Avatara comes down and then teaches the living entity how to follow the principles. According to the time, place and circumstances. That is very important actually. Because Srila Prabhupada many times explains, there is so many personalities appear and the principle is the same. But the way they explain may be a little bit different actually. Like Buddha appeared because at that time they were doing lot of animal sacrifices. So Lord Buddha, out of his compassion, he appeared and then he said, why don't kill animals? Then they all say, no, this is all performed, mentioned in the Vedas. That's why we are doing. So then we say, forget about Vedas. Don't bother. So this is as a big, great personality, he can do that. We can't do that actually. We can't do that. We can't, because this is like, as a great personality, as a Supreme Lord, Buddha, they said, no, don't bother about Vedas. Ahimsa is the paro Veda. Ahimsa is the paro dharma. You follow Ahimsa only. So then he instituted it. So then, after that, what happens? Then without Vedas, it's not possible. So then Shankaracharya came. So then he started something. Then he came and then he gave some. It's not like it's a stopgap arrangement. So to drive Buddhism away and to come bring the Vedic system back. So he came. And then after that, other Acharyas, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhva Acharya. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu amalgamated everything. Like Mataji explained yesterday, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked up all the two principles from all the sampradayas, how he picked up that. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also he reconciled everything. That is a beauty. Because one person says, yeah, we are equal to the God. And other person says, not equal. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, both. Yeah, we are equal. We are achintya, Veda, Abheda. Veda is also there, Abheda is also there. Yes, we are equal in quality, but we are different in quantity. He is a Vibhu and we are Anu. So that way, it's a perfect science actually. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave everything. He put everything together and there is no confusion, no this thing. Because it's like, so that is the teacher. That is the teacher. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, it's like here we are discussing about how Rishabhadeva appeared, going to appear as a son of Meru Devi and Maharaj Nabi. And then he is going to teach. The whole fifth canto, fifth chapter is full of wonderful teachings of Maharaj Rishabhadeva. How he is teaching and how the human form of life, how we should not work like the cats and dogs just for the satisfaction. And then he says, Tapo Divyam. He is going to say, Tapo Divyam. The tapas has to be performed for a Divyam, for a transcendental cause. So all these things Rishabhadeva is going to explain. The same thing, all the great personalities, different personalities, Kapila Dev appeared and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, all these great personalities, Prithu Maharaj appeared. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is full of narrations, full of great activities of great personalities. So, it is an impetus for us. Impetus for us to, yes, how these great personalities, they conducted themselves. When how they conducted all this activity, how they performed all the sacrifices and everything, followed the rules and regulations strictly. That is the way they explain it. So Srila Prabhupada concludes this purport and concludes this this chapter saying that the Supreme Lord sends an avatara incarnation to teach human society the proper way to execute religious principles. Such religious principles are bhakti marga. Bhakti marga. That is the greatest principle actually. Because Supreme Lord has teaching the bhakti, how to do. That is why his Lord's principles are very easy. Very easy. His ask is very simple actually. Patram, pushpam, palam, toyam. He's not asking for bring this, bring that, give this. He doesn't ask that. Simple things also and he can be pleased actually. Because in the material world, you have to please a great personality means you have to have big things. Then only you can please him. You can't just place a great big person by simple thing. But Supreme Lord, you can please him by very simple thing. But one thing is very important, the tricky. Lord Krishna is also tricky. He, even though he is asking for simple things, but he is asking for essential ingredient. That is important. That is what. So Krishna is looking for bhakti. In the Patram, Pushpam, Palam, Toyam, two times he says, Yome bhaktiya prayaschati tataha bhakti upahratam. So the bhakti and then bhakti element only catches him. That is only attracts him. So that's why we have to develop that, perform devotional service without any motivation, without any interruption, and then with bhava, bhakti bhava, if we can do that, then we can be a recipient of Lord's mercy. And then Srila Prabhupada says, as the Supreme Lord Himself says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja. The son of Maharaj Nabi, Rishabhadeva, appeared on this earth to preach the principles of religion. That will be explained in the fifth chapter of the fifth canto. So that's the whole chapter is dedicated to the teachings of Rishabhadeva, where Rishabhadeva gives, each sloka is key sloka actually. In that fifth chapter, starting from first only, everything, all this, the whole sequence of 1, 2, 3, 4, like you can read this sloka. Each sloka is very heavy also. Heavy sloka. Bhagavatam itself is heavy. And Shabadev's instructions are heavy. Because that is the way Acharya or the Supreme Lord, when he comes down and he preaches actually. Yes, he teaches by example. And very, very mysterious way he disappeared also. Like when we are going to read that, Rishabhadev, he taught everything and then he just went to Kutatachala and then he created a fire and then he just burnt the whole thing actually. So this is all the Lord's appearance and activities are transcendental actually. So we have to, that way he appears here in this world to teach the living entities, to teach us actually. Teach us how we can conduct ourselves as a brahmachari, as a grahastha, as a vanaprastha, and how we can leave our body at the time of death. So that also Lord teaches. So we'll stop here if there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna.
I have two questions.
Yes, Mataji.
In the purpose also, Prabhupada explained, and you also very well emphasize about the importance of rising from about the
modes of material nature.
Yeah, what that means actually in our practical interaction with devotional service.
Yeah, practically, yeah, that's a very good question. Practically how we can raise, because if somebody is in the mood of goodness, okay, mood of goodness, Prabhupada says, like all the poets and the literary and all the scientists and other things, they can be, sometimes because of their position, because of their situation, they may forget, like, Krishna is the supreme. Because this is like, what happens is, like, they are, Everything is going on nicely, everything is perfect, and then sometimes they may forget that behind this all there is a controller there because when we have an achievement, you achieve something, then you think that, okay, I have done it. So the scientists also, they are very proud, you know, thinking that we have done that. But they fail to give credit to the person who created this. Even the Lord Brahma, he performed so many years of sacrifice. He tapasya he performed. And having done all of that, he concluded that, I have understood one thing. So what is that? That I cannot understand you. Having done all the tapasya and other thing, I have understood one thing. What did you understand? That I cannot understand you. That is the understanding here. That is what the whole idea is. Because we do all these things. Yes, due credit has to be given. Due credit has to be taken. But we should not think that now I have done all these things. I have achieved everything. Now I am perfect. So sometimes it will kind of put us into this material world. Again, it will bind us back to this material world. This is a plain goodness, not the Suddha Sattva, plain goodness. Sometimes you achieve something, somebody glorifies, and then we think, yes, I have done this. Sometimes we may tend to think like that. But a devotee, that is why Krishna says, you just raise above them. That means, what does it mean? It's not like, yes, I have done that. Because Krishna has used me as an instrument. Krishna nimitta matram bhava sadhyasachi. Krishna is saying, Krishna, according to Krishna's calculation, Krishna has killed everyone. According to them, nobody is going to return home. But if you want to do something, you do that and you take the credit. So even a devotee is thankful to Krishna. Krishna, you gave me an opportunity. You are using me as a very humble instrument in whatever you want to achieve. So that way, if a devotee thinks, so then there is no problem for him. So that is why we can also use that the way we thinking that, yeah, it's not like I am not the Papa, because this is Krishna's mercy. Krishna is very kindly using me as an instrument in this service. So that way a devotee can think like that. So that way he will not be contaminated by the plain mode of goodness. So he will give the credit to the Lord. He will say that, okay, this is not like, he will not become puffed up. No? He will not become puffed up by just, yeah, now I achieved something. No. But this achievement, that's why Arjuna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, the same Arjuna, the same Gandiva, the same horses, the same chariot, everything is there, but all my these things are useless actually, because Krishna is not there. So that way, you know, the devotee, he always feels the presence of Krishna. If Krishna is giving me a facility to do, I am doing that. But if Krishna wants to take it away from me, then that is his prerogative. He can take it away anytime. So we have to be always humble in a situation that this is Krishna using me as an instrument only. So I am not the big person here. Krishna is a big person. I am just his servant, trying to put myself as a able instrument in the hands of Krishna. So if that thinking has to be developed in a practical way, so that will help in overcoming this staying in the Suddha Sattva. Staying in Sattva, and then that way, you know, you won't get contaminated. That's why Lord Krishna refers to raise above that book. Anyway, mode of passion, mode of ignorance, everybody knows that. Even the sattva guna also is bad. Yes, because sattva guna is, that's why Srila Prabhupada sometimes explains like it's a prison house. It's a third class jail, second class jail, first class jail. First class jail is a place where you will have everything will be, couch will be there, television will be there, newspaper will be there, all the facilities will be there. But still it's a jail. So we can't be complacent thinking that I am in a first class jail. First class jail is also jail. So better to get out of the jail. So that is what getting out of the whole thing. Like, yes, I don't want to be complacent that I am in the sattva-guna, so I have to go beyond the sattva-guna and then sutta-sattva. Then that is what where Lord can, Vasudeva can be revealed.
So can we understand that when we do a specific activity, thinking that I'm doing it,
yeah,
and to attach for the results, for example, that can be the teach of Rajgun and ignorance in the Sattva-guna. So as I described.
Yeah, the tinge of fear. Yeah, because. Yes, because we can be tinged, because sometimes, you know, like a, see, it's not like a, not to talk of us, like even the great devatas, Indradev, sometimes Indradev gets, he gets bewildered, like, oh, is this Supreme Lord, my Supreme Lord, and this is the one, is this the one who is my Lord, and he thinks, I am going to test you. Lord Brahmaji also sometimes, is this the Lord who is just like eating the left hand, right hand, and then some yogurt rice here, and then is this the Supreme Lord? He also gets bewildered actually sometimes.
Yeah, so he's also trying to analyze how can that principle, how can apply in my practical devotional service in the everyday.
Yeah, day-to-day life, yeah.
And, because it's a stage of consciousness. Many of us, we need to do some practical activities, practical services.
Yes, yes.
And so we have the tendency, yeah, I'll do it. But actually, it's not I'll do it. It's if Krishna allows me to do it, I'll be doing it.
Yes, that is why. Yeah, most of the, that's when even devotees, when they make prayers also, like, see, when we say we want a prayer for somebody, see, if it pleases you, Krishna, if it pleases Krishna, then we request, like, let the devotee be cured of that situation. So we always pray like that. We don't say that, Krishna, I am saying that has to happen. Instead, Krishna, if it pleases you, let that happen. So that way, you know, like, we are putting the thing on Krishna's hand. If Krishna is not pleased or Krishna doesn't want to do that, that's fine. So that's why Srila Prabhupada, when the devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, can we pray? Srila Prabhupada said, yeah, you can pray, but pray in such a way, our spiritual master has not completed this thing. So if it pleases you, let him stay longer to complete. That way, that prayer is wonderful actually. So we are not binding Krishna, we are not forcing Krishna. Krishna can decide, yes, you are praying, okay, let me sanction. So in Srila Prabhupada's case is a complete example. Like Srila Prabhupada had so much heart attacks and all these things, but still for a purpose, for a higher purpose, Krishna gave, extended Prabhupada's stay here. Srila Prabhupada's stay here so that he could enthuse so many other devotees actually. So that way, you know, like, so we have to always understand Krishna's sanction. That is the highest thing. So instead of me doing my this thing, and also whatever we do, if we do something, and we have to understand it is Krishna Kripa. It's not like some kind of escapism or anything. You know, like, you know, Krishna. Yeah, we are doing, but we act as an instrument actually. Because according to Krishna's desire. And Krishna is the only one who gives our strength. All these things, he only gives strength. He only gives the intelligence. If Krishna takes the intelligence away, Krishna gives the takes the remembrance, then we can't do anything else. So that way, we have to, as you rightly said, we have to be conscious of that. Yes, we have to be conscious that Krishna is, he is situated in the heart as a Paramatma. He is guiding me. Based on his guidance only, I am able to do this. I'm not independently, I'm not powerful. And Krishna takes away the facility, then I will be like Arjuna. Arjuna nicely says in that canto Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, I'm same Arjuna, same Gandiva, but now nothing is working. Why? Because Krishna is not there. So that's when we have to, if we remember that, then we will not become proud. Why we become sometimes proud in thinking that I have achieved this? Right? Or did you bring all the, whatever the achievement, whatever needed for that, did you bring yourself? No, I didn't bring myself. The intelligence was given by Krishna, the facility was given by Krishna, and also all the raw material given by Krishna. I am just putting them together actually, based on his order, based on the intelligence given by him. I am only putting things together. That is why when we say, Krishna is the original creator, Brahma is a secondary creator. Brahma is not a creator. Brahma is only a secondary creator. Krishna originally creates and then Brahma assembles them. Same way, if we take that mood that I am not independent, I am just Krishna, is using me as a servant, as an instrument. So let me, that is why we let me become an able instrument in the service of the Lord. That way, that will not get contaminated that much in that.
The second question is related to the Dharma aspect.
Yeah.
In the Purport, Prabhupada explains as well about Krishna, he himself comes and establishes the principles of Dharma.
Yeah. Sometimes Krishna comes here. Yeah. Yes.
He also empowers them.
Yes. Yeah.
And how we can reconcile sometimes those apparently contradictory instructions, like for example, you nicely quoted the Lord Buddha, and many times in Prabhupada's teachings, it's against that monism, Buddhism, that is propagated by the Buddhism, and it's Krishna's incarnation.
Yes.
That Dharma for that specific time.
Yes. Yeah.
How
we can reconcile? Yeah. So that's why we discuss how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reconciles. That's when Acharya comes and he reconciles everything. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared. Yes, Lord Buddha's appearance is there for a particular purpose. Because sometimes we have to understand the Supreme Lord, he is all powerful, he can appear and he can do anything and everything. But at the same time, when he does certain things, just only addresses. Like for example, when as a Buddha, that time only he would have done everything. But his business is, he just comes and to just re-establish that he ahimsa. Because at that time, what was happening was a lot of animal killing was happening. So his main principle was, he just re-established the ahimsa as the main dharma. But that doesn't mean that Buddha is only that much only. No, Buddha can give the whole thing, whole purport of everything, and then he could have finished everything. No problem. But again, the other principle, Shankaracharya came. And Shankaracharya, only thing is, he just came to only Advaita Vada only, he came. So that doesn't mean that Shankaracharya was not less intelligent or he didn't know. But he also knew. But his mission, ordained by the Lord, is just like to bring back the Vedic system. That is the next. So everybody has the role to play. So even the sometimes the Lord appears and then his activities may from outward point of view may seem limited, like a Matsya avatara, Kurma avatara, some activities they perform. So it's not like as much as needed, then only Lord gives actually. So like even when in the other cases also, like when the Lord's servants or messengers come, like Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad came, so he gave a basic instruction. And Jesus Christ came, he also gave basic instructions only. So it's not like not that they didn't know. At that time, the people can take only that much only. That is why accordingly he gave that. So same way, in the Lord's also, Lord's activities, why Lord has, as a Buddha, he completely refuted Vedas and then made ahimsa, that is his prerogative. But that is why we have to see how the acharyas, how the great other personalities who came, how they reconcile everything. Even though Buddha is Supreme Lord, because he was not accepting the Vedas, he's still considered Nastic only. The Buddhism is still considered Gnostic. Why? Because it's not accepting the authority of the Vedas. So Srila Prabhupada says in the Vedana Maniya Bhauta Gnostic. Vedana Maniya. Okay, they didn't accept Vedas because Buddhism is still considered Gnostic. Even though it's Supreme Lord, still considered Gnostic because they rejected Vedas. So then, if that way we can understand, there is no harm. Because then if the other acharyas came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and then he reconciled everything. So the reconciliation is also, as you asked this question, how to reconcile? So that is why we have to depend on the Sadhu Sastra Guru. We don't reconcile. Sometimes our tiny brain may not reconcile everything actually. We may not reconcile. That is why Srila Prabhupada sometimes, this is the opinion of Acharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This is what Sridhara Swami said. This is what Baladev Vidyabhushan said. So this way, Srila Prabhupada quotes all the acharyas like that. Because this is the way to understand. This is what Dharmamtu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. In that sloka it says, Mahajana Yena Katasa Panta. If you following in the footsteps of the Mahajan, we can understand this, all the apparent contradictions. Apparent contradiction can be understood when we follow the Mahajana Yena Katasa Panta. The path chalked by the Mahajans, if we follow that, then we will become, all the contradictions will become clarified. Instead of our own way, we can keep on meditating on that, may not get clarified actually. So, but if you talk to the Mahajan or the great personalities like Swayambhu, Sambhu, Narada, all these, the great personalities, we see also a lot of contradictions. In the beginning only, Narada says, you go, take this thing, and then other Brahma says something. And so, how do you understand this contradiction? There is a contradiction. Narada Muni says something, Brahmaji says, but then, after that, Narada Muni understood, yeah, there is a purpose behind this thing, because Swayambhu Manu has to go, and then all these things have to happen. So this is the way we can understand all the apparent contradictions if we follow in the footsteps of the Mahajan. If you sadhu sastra guru, that's the same principle. If you follow the sadhu, follow the sastra, follow the guru, whatever they say, then we will not have any confusion why it is like that. So that's, then it will explain why Buddha did like that, why Shankaracharya did like that, why these things are happening like that, then we will understand.
It's, at the same time, it's also the aspect of activities of the Lord, because the Lord's activities are inconceivable at the same time.
Exactly. That is what, that is, I always, I feel inspired by, you know, Brahmaji's prayer. Brahmaji says, after doing 1,000 years of sacrifice, I have understood. What you have understood, that I cannot understand you. Because that is our problem. Because, see, Brahmaji cannot understand the Lord's activity. Then what is with our insignificant, tiny brain? How much we can understand? So Brahmaji says, I was thinking, Brahmaji is going to say something very different. But he says, I have understood that I cannot understand you. Because this is our problem. We can't understand. Very difficult. But Lord reveals. Because when somebody performs sincere devotional service, he reveals out of his kindness. Here he reveals, he comes out of his kindness towards the Brahmana, out of the kindness towards Maharaj Nabi, Meru Devi. So Lord appears out of his kindness, out of his compassion. Oh, you are struggling, you are trying to understand me. Okay, let me give the understanding. Then it becomes, we can understand it. Like a Damodar man, Lord, nobody can bind him. But because when Lord Krishna sees Mother Yashoda struggle, like, okay, let me be bound. Let me be bound. Then only she can bind. Not otherwise she cannot bind him. Krishna wills that, let me be bound. Then it happens.
It can be understood that those setting the Dharma for different time, place, and circumstances are done in different levels. And for example, for overcurrent circumstances that we are in Kali Yuga, and this 21st century is of 20th. Europa, for example, as a Sanskrit Acharya.
Yeah.
Is sitting in the
Acharyas, yeah, that is the thing. Acharya can, Mahajans can enact Dharma to some, yeah, because see, it's like a, we as a normal conditioned living entities, it becomes very difficult to enact Dharma on our level. But Acharyas, because they are beyond this, they come here to execute the Lord's order. So based on the time, place and circumstances, basic principles are the same. The application, they make it a little bit different. That they can do. Acharyas can do. We can't do, but Acharyas can do that. Yeah. Thank you, Mataji. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।